Good morning, and welcome to Airtime with Phoenix Sky Harbor, a 30-minute discussion centering around the latest news and programs at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport, America's friendliest airport. We promise you we won't fly off the handle or fly by the seat of our pants. We just want to share timely information so that your next visit to Sky Harbor is a positive experience.
Hey, you know, if you know someone with intellectual and developmental disabilities, stay tuned. Eric, hit it. All right, guys, you hear that song on this edition of Airtime with Phoenix Sky Harbor. Call 602-273-8870. You could win a prize. Thanks for listening. I'm David Ramirez. You know, Sky Harbor is proud to join hands once again with the Arc of Arizona, Southwest Airlines, American Airlines, and to host something called Wings for Autism. It's an event that's totally free. And as I mentioned earlier, if you know someone who has some intellectual and developmental disabilities, this is for you. This is the event for you coming up really soon. And with us to explain what this event's all about, who qualifies, and all the goods about it, we have the executive director for the Arc of Arizona, John Myers. How you doing, John?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, guys. Hey, let's give a prize away. Eric, please. You got it. That's the Little River Band. Call 602-273-8870. If you think you know the answer to this airport trivia question, there is an art exhibition right now on display. It's called the Creature Feature. Where can it be seen? What terminal? Where can the Creature Feature art exhibition be seen? 602-273-8870. Good luck. All right. Wings for Autism. It is sponsored chiefly by the Arc of Arizona. Let's get right into it, John. What is the Wings for Autism? When is it taking place? Who can attend?
Wings for Autism, and by the way, this is our second annual Wings for Autism, sponsored by Southwest Airlines, American Airlines, Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport, and the Transportation Security Administration. It is on Saturday, September 26th, just a couple of weeks from now, and it is a program that's open to anyone, primarily focused on children with autism and their family members, but it's also open to anyone else who has an intellectual or developmental disability and has experienced difficulty in the air travel process.
Okay, what happens in this event?
Well, it's essentially an airport rehearsal. What we do is we allow families to come to Sky Harbor and walk through every step of the process as though they were traveling on an airplane, but we stop short of leaving the ground. So they do everything from parking in a parking lot, riding the SkyTrain into the terminal, going through the check-in process, TSA security, going to the gate, waiting at the gate until boarding time. They actually board one of two airplanes. Both Southwest and American Airlines provide us with an airplane for the day. And the families get on the airplane. They get acclimated. The flight attendants do their introductions. Mm-hmm. And then the planes taxi around the airport for 20 or 30 minutes to give people a chance to feel what it's like to be on a plane, at least, you know, partially moving, moving on the ground. And they come back to the gate and come off the plane. We have a little reception for them. And, you know, as I say, it does everything except leave the ground, but it introduces children who've never traveled before or children who've had difficulty with the airport travel experience in a non-threatening, non-stressful environment.
Are you still accepting participants?
Well, to be honest with you, at this point, we have reached our maximum for registrants for this year, but we are taking names for a waiting list. No guarantees, but last year, we had enough people who unfortunately had to back out at some point that we were able to accommodate all of the people on our waiting list.
So, how do you get on the waiting list?
You go to our website at www.arcarizona.org. That's arcarizona.org. And click on the link for Wings for Autism, and it will take you to a registration page where you can put your name, your family's name, the name of the child who has the intellectual or developmental disability, again, primarily autism, but other things are welcome as well. And then if an opening comes up, we contact people in order of when they got onto the wait list.
This is for people or individuals with autism and family members. How many people can accompany the child or the individual?
We set a limit of 4 per family. So that's the child with autism. Oh, you know what? I should say this. It's not really limited to just children with autism. This year, as a matter of fact, we're going to have a number of young adults who are taking part. So we focus on children with autism because, well, to be honest, most people who are diagnosed today with autism are under the age of 18, but we want to make it available for other people as well. We set a limit of 4 so that we can accommodate as many families as possible, and usually that will be the child with autism, a sibling perhaps, or a couple of siblings and one parent, 2 parents and 1 sibling, grandparents. You know, any combination of 4. That makes up that family group is welcome.
You mentioned this was the second year that you guys have been doing this in conjunction with Sky Harbor, TSA, American Airlines, Southwest Airlines. How many folks did this program last year, and how did it go? A brief assessment.
We had 280 attendees last year. We will have just as many this year. This is the largest Wings for Autism program done in the United States. The ARC is a national organization, and several other of our state or local chapters around the country do this program, but none of them do it as big as we do. None of them use 2 airplanes. They all use just one airline partner and 1 airplane at a time. So we're actually able to accommodate twice as many families as any other location in the United States.
Why do you attribute the large presence?
I attribute it to the people who represent American and Southwest Airlines. Mm. They came forward. Our national office contacted Sky Harbor and asked if there was any interest on the part of the airport. The airport then contacted a couple of the airlines, and American and Southwest both came forward immediately and said, in a spirit of cooperation that I continue to marvel at, they said, we'll do this together. Now, these are competitors. And we all know the airline industry is a very competitive industry.
Cutthroat.
Absolutely. But American and Southwest said they would do it as a partnership, and from day one, they have been incredible to work with. The airport has been incredible to work with. TSA has been fantastic. Really, everybody involved has done this, I think, with the most altruistic spirit you could even imagine.
As I recall, I think you mentioned that, wasn't it Boston Logan that helped to launch this effort?
Yes, the whole program, the whole Wings for Autism program, was developed by a local chapter of the ARC in the Boston area at Logan International Airport. And it's grown pretty quickly from there. It's now being done in Jacksonville and Atlanta and Seattle and Anchorage.
But Phoenix is the largest presence.
Nobody's as big as Phoenix.
Huh. Interesting. And for people who don't know the ARC of Arizona, who are you?
We are a statewide organization that serves people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The ARC of Arizona, as a state chapter, does a tremendous amount of advocacy and policy work. So we work very closely with state government, with legislators, with counties and cities around the state. And we have local chapters around the state that provide direct service to people with IDD in the form of day treatment or employment programs, group homes, a variety of different services to directly impact the lives of people with developmental disabilities.
John Myers is our guest today. He is the executive director of the ARC of Arizona. We're talking about a program that he's helping to spearhead along with the TSA, Southwest, American Airlines, and Sky Harbor. That is Wings for Autism. It is a dress rehearsal, if you will, of people with autism and developmental disabilities that really prepares them and their family on the whole process of going of boarding a flight. That means parking, getting your ticket, going through the TSA, the whole nine yards. Taking place September 26th. They do have the capacity filled right now, but they do have a waiting list if you want to go to that and fill it out in case there's a cancellation. And that waiting list you can go to where?
www.arcarizona.org, arcarizona.org.
All right. And you know what? I think I hear the Little River Band playing in the background. Coming on strong.
Hang on. Help is on its way. I'll be there as fast as I can.
And there you go, guys. You know what that means? That is your cue. 602-273-8870. 602-273-8870. Be the first caller to correctly answer this airport trivia question. Sky Harbor is celebrating what anniversary this year? It was founded back in the several decades ago. It was purchased by the city of Phoenix from Scenic Airlines. All right. Sky Harbor is celebrating what anniversary this year? You think you know? 602-273-8870. Good luck. John, what is the biggest or a big misconception about autism or people that have it?
Well,
if there is one, maybe not.
There are probably any number of misconceptions. You know, the impression that most people have of a person with autism is something on the order of the character that Dustin Hoffman played in Rain Man.
Oh, right.
You know, that was such a hugely popular film, and that was something that so many people saw, and so it formed an impression in a lot of people's minds. What Dustin Hoffman portrayed there was one form of autism, but autism itself is not a single diagnosis. In fact, it's formally known as autism spectrum disorder. So it is a spectrum, and there are many, many different manifestations of autism. Some people who have autism are extraordinarily high functioning and almost indistinguishable from the typical population, and some have tremendous difficulties, challenges in life, whether it be with communication or with physical coordination or a whole variety of different things. So it's just this large spectrum, and the diagnosis can fall anywhere on that spectrum. So one of the misconceptions is that it's a single thing and that everybody who has autism is exactly the same, and that's not at all true. Another misconception, I think, is that people with autism are non-functional. That they're people who cannot who have to be sheltered or have to be cared for in every aspect of their lives. Again, not true. Many, many people with autism, even people who have some severe diagnoses, are tremendously intelligent,
gifted.
Yes, great word. They are capable of doing any number of things, and with the right supports and the right services, the right assistance, there are really very few limitations that should be placed on them.
Let me ask you, why did you get involved with this organization?
Well,
I don't know.
The opening, the opportunity to work with the ARC came available at a time when I was looking for a new
opportunity. Does this condition run in anyone in your family?
I do have family members who have been diagnosed with autism, but that wasn't actually the reason that I came to the ARC. Mm. It was a happy coincidence. The ARC itself deals with a very broad array of intellectual and developmental disabilities, autism being just one of them. But we also work with organizations and with individuals who have Down syndrome, who have Fragile X, who have fetal alcohol spectrum disorders.
Main difference between autism and Down syndrome for people that have the highest or the most challenging condition.
Oh, I don't know that you can necessarily...
Apples and oranges?
Yeah, I don't know that you can necessarily compare them. I mean, Down syndrome is a genetic condition, and I guess you could say that autism is as well, although there are many different...
Variations.
And different perspectives on autism. They're biologically based, both of them. Most intellectual or developmental disabilities are biologically based. Hmm. It's just that they are so disparate. They can affect people and they can manifest in so many different ways that you can't really put it in quite those terms.
You know, I was looking at your website, John, and you say about the ARC of Arizona, you say, quote, we are the only community-based nonprofit working for people with IDD throughout their lifetimes and across all diagnoses from autism, Down syndrome to Fragile X and more than 100 other developmental disabilities. IDD is, I'm sorry?
IDD is really shorthand for intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Hmm.
And
right.
And that covers, you know, that's the umbrella under which all of these other things fall that we serve.
You mentioned that you guys work with the state legislature.
Yes.
Any legislation this year that you guys are spearheading or advocating? Or
one of the really most exciting things that we are a part of, and we are part of a large coalition of organizations working on this, is something called the ABLE Act, the Achieving a Better Life Experience Act. This is a piece of legislation that was actually passed by Congress and signed by President Obama last December that allows, on a state-by-state basis, it allows individuals with IDD to establish savings accounts so that they can pay for education, they can pay for housing, they can pay for food, for a whole variety of things that typically are not necessarily covered by their support from the Division of Developmental Disabilities or from Social Security or the various other types of government support they might get. There are a whole variety of limitations on how much people who get government support can have in the way of resources. The ABLE Act allows individuals with IDD to have a separate account, very, very similar to a 529 savings account for higher education. In fact, it's really what the ABLE Act is modeled on, is Section 529 of the IRS code. And so what it does really is it allows people to have much more flexibility and have a much higher quality of life by setting aside these resources. Now, the resources, the money has to be spent on specific things. It can't just be, you know, you can't just spend it on going to the amusement park. But what it does is it allows family members, friends, others to contribute to the savings account and thereby allow people with IDD to have greater freedoms in accessing the things they need to improve their quality of life.
You said the state legislature is working on this, but it was originally federal legislative.
It is federal legislation, but just like with a 529 plan, every state has to pass its own enabling legislation. So we are working with this coalition of other organizations to put legislation in front of our state legislators in January. We don't anticipate there's going to be any opposition. It was, it may have been one of the most broadly supported pieces of federal legislation that has ever passed. There was very little opposition to it, and so we don't anticipate there's going to be much. There's really no fiscal impact for the state, or minimal fiscal impact for the state. It's just a really good thing, the right thing to do for people with developmental disabilities.
John Myers is the executive director of the ARC of Arizona. You're listening to him right now. We're talking about, among other things, an event that they're helping to spearhead along with Sky Harbor, TSA, American Airlines, and Southwest. It's called Wings for Autism. It helps people with autism and associated disabilities to have a dress rehearsal, if you will, if they're boarding a flight over at Sky Harbor. And it's not only for them, it's also for their families. And even though it's filled to capacity at the moment, people can still sign up for a waiting list in case someone cancels. And that route is if you go by their website and register at
www.arcarizona.org, arcarizona.org.
And again, if you qualify, there is no cost. It's free.
It is absolutely free. The costs really are borne by the airline partners we work with, American and Southwest, and by Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport.
There you go. You know what? Is that the Little River Band from Australia playing down the road? Now, here's the next question. How did the Little River Band get its name? No, that's not it. Name one of the fixed-based operators at Sky Harbor. We have a couple of fixed-based operators. They are known as FBOs in the business. What is the name of one of the fixed-based operators at Sky Harbor? You think you know? 602-273-8870. Be the first caller. Remember, if you call right now, it's what, Sunday, about 10:20 or so. If you call right now, you're not going to get anybody answering the phone. You're going to get a recording. Leave your name, telephone number, along with your answer. If you're the first caller with the right answer, we'll send you a nice gift package, courtesy of America's Friendliest Airport. John Myers, Executive Director of the ARC of Arizona. This is the second year he's been out here. We had him here last year talking about last year's event, Wings for Autism. And for people who didn't tune in at that time, who is John Myers? Are you a native?
I am not. I guess I should apologize for that.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in San Diego.
And then from San Diego, where'd you go?
Oh, my goodness. I took a very circuitous route to get here. I went from San Diego to the Bay Area for college and then to Boise, Idaho for about a decade.
What did you major in?
I majored in theater and history.
Whoa. All right. Then you went to Idaho?
I went to Boise for almost 10 years.
What were you doing there?
I was working in the nonprofit world and with several different organizations.
Have you worked in the private sector as well?
I have spent my entire career working in the nonprofit world.
No, in the private sector.
Oh, in the private sector.
For profit?
No.
No. I was going to say, because I've listened to people before who worked at Sky Harbor, and that is, there's a concept with some folks. They look at nonprofits as charity. They look at nonprofits as work that really is not challenging, is not creative, is not going to be as fulfilling and satisfying as in the private sector. You would say to them, what?
I would say that some of them, well, they might say that my perspective is limited, but I would say that the work I have done anyway, and the work that other people I know in the nonprofit world have done, is incredibly satisfying. It's incredibly challenging. It requires tremendous creativity. It requires all of the business acumen that it takes to run a for-profit business. And it requires soft skills that aren't necessarily required in many for-profit businesses. It's wonderful work. Yeah, right. You know, every single day, I think it's fair to say that when you work for a nonprofit organization, and yes, in many cases we are charities, but in many cases we're better described as social service organizations. We are providing a social good. There is not a day that goes by, for me anyway, and for most of the people that I know, that we can't finish the day saying we've made a positive difference today. We've made a difference in the lives of people who come to us with whatever their need may be. And that's pretty satisfying.
If you get, I would assume you guys look for volunteers.
Absolutely.
And if you're looking for volunteers, how does one qualify? What's the best way to get in touch?
Again, go to our website. There's a link on the website to send us your information if you'd like to volunteer with us. And by the way, we're still looking for volunteers for the Wings for Autism event. There's a link on the website to sign up for that. So if you're interested in volunteering, if you'd like to.
That date is when?
Saturday, September 26th. It starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It'll be over by about 6:30.
What would the volunteers be doing?
They might be doing anything from helping guide people from the SkyTrain entrances at the terminal to helping them get through TSA security to helping them feel comfortable while they're waiting at the gate. One of the things about, and I should probably address this, you know, the reason we do this is because many children with autism have difficulty with the airport environment. It's there's so
too many distractions.
Too many distractions. Such sensory overload and sensory stimuli are often very difficult for people with autism to handle. And it's just one of the attributes of autism. So being in an environment that's noisy, that's crowded, that's really fast paced, that is unfamiliar to them, that can be very difficult. And being in a confined space like being on an airplane, that can make children with autism in particular, can make them feel very uncomfortable. So many families with a child who has autism simply can't travel by air because there are just too many challenges involved, and the child reacts badly to that process. And that's why we do Wings for Autism, to try and reduce the stress associated with it, to try and introduce them in a pain-free environment to what it's like, and help the children with autism see that they really can manage the process, and they can manage all of those stimuli that they come into contact with.
What other events do you guys put together or help to organize?
We have what I think is a fantastic event. It comes up in the spring. It's called the Sprout Film Festival. We work with a national organization to host a film festival of films that are all based on or focusing on and sometimes created by individuals who have intellectual and developmental disabilities. So short films, documentaries, almost feature-length films, a whole variety of films.
Huh.
And it is we did it for the first time this last spring. We're doing it again next spring. It is
where?
Well, we did it at ASU West this last year. I don't know if we'll be doing it in the same location this year, but we'll start publicizing it probably later this year, early in 2016, and we'll be getting the word out about where it will take place.
You're listening to John Myers. He is the executive director of the ARC of Arizona. You guys are a statewide chapter of the national organization?
We are.
Where is the national base?
Washington, D.C.
Hmm. You got a chapter in every state?
No, there are a couple of states actually that do not have a state chapter. In some cases, they don't have a state or a local chapter.
Huh.
But those are very few.
You guys are the largest here in Arizona?
We are, yes.
Is there one in Tucson?
There is a local chapter in Tucson, yes.
Hmm. Now, do they have Wings for Autism down at the airport?
They don't, but I'm working with them on that. We're trying to get it down there. I think we should, you know, this is a program I think that would be useful anywhere and everywhere.
Okay, John, let's say that we've got about 2 minutes left. Let's say people just tuned in. They've been hearing randomly Wings for Autism. What is it again? Who is it for?
Wings for Autism is an airport rehearsal program for children with autism and their family members to help acclimate them to the airport environment, to help acclimate them to being on an airplane, and help make it possible for them to do all of the many things that air travel makes possible, whether it's visiting family, getting medical care, going on vacation, whatever. We want them to be able to do that. We want them, even children with autism who have very, very, very you know, great challenge with all of the stimuli of an airport environment. We want them to become comfortable with it and make it possible for them to travel by air.
You said the participating list is all filled up, but you do have a waiting list case that there are some last-minute cancellations if people want to join and sign up their loved one or friend or someone they know that has this condition. How do they do that?
They can sign up by going to our website, www.arcarizona.org. That's arcarizona.org. And if they're interested in volunteering, same place. They can sign up to volunteer at that site as well.
We got about 1 minute left. That means we have one more Little River Band song.
Hang on. Help is on its way. I'll be there as fast as I can.
You got it. Help is along is on its way. I'm sorry. Easy for me to say. Guys, we've got one more trivia question. That means you should be calling 602-273-8870 if you think you know the answer to this trivia question. We have three runways, all right? How long is the south runway at Sky Harbor? How long is the south runway at Sky Harbor? If you don't know, go to skyharbor.com, all right? You look about, I think it's called under About or History. You'll find it, all right? John Myers, thank you so much. Saturday, September 26th. Wings for Autism, it's free. Go to the website one more time.
www.arcarizona.org.
Come back again next year. Good luck, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Just listen to Airtime with Phoenix Sky Harbor. If you have any comments about this show or would like to suggest a future topic, please call us at 602-683-3800. Thank you and have a great weekend.